Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord, and we begin the first of the three teachings on Acts chapter 6. And what was coming in my mind today was something that came to my mind yesterday was about the whole thing about arguing and quarreling, because there was a quarrel to begin with at the beginning. When one group felt that they were not being taken care of, or their widows were not being taken care of. And then you had the arguing that happened when people were jealous about Stephen. And this brought me to James chapter 4. And this is what it says in James chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You want something, but you don't get it. You kill and covet, but you cannot have what you want. You quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. And that's the word of the Lord from James. You know, the Bible reminds me is that fights and quarrels come from the inside, where we want something. Perhaps we have forgotten that God is the source of all the good in life. God is not partial, and if he has provided for one of his offspring, he will provide for them all. And it made me think again about the prayer. I had to pray because it is easy to quarrel. It's easy to cause disunity, to get into complaining and having discontent and bitterness and all of those things that happen. So my prayer was this: Father, convict me when I'm not talking to you. And that came because, you know, in James it says that we don't ask. And I know that there have been times when my prayer life is just skimpy. It's almost like what I said with the Word of God, that it can be a light touch. Well, I can give prayer a light touch as well, where I'm not really praying, I'm just screaming and asking, you know, but no real communication with the Lord. My other part in the prayer, please let me see when my errant thinking is causing unrest and discontent in my mind, heart, in life. And thinking about that part of the prayer, I think about what Paul says in Philippians 4:11. He says that he has learned to be content in whatever circumstance. So it's a thing of practice. I can hear my mind sometimes speak about wanting to say something, but thank God sometimes I stop. It's like, why do you want to do that, Pat? Why would you want to cause disunity or disruption or anger? And so the thinking can be off, and that's another reason why I want to stay in the Word of God, so that I'm thinking the right things. I'm not thinking the things of the world. Another part of my prayer, may I never forget that Satan loves the grumbler, and he will use the grumbler to hurt God's people and to hinder God's work. And so I pray to resolve to not let Satan use me. I pray that peace and contentment will stay in my heart and be a most lovely place to reside. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Father, I pray. Amen.